Well, potatoes, we bake potatoes, sweet and Irish potatoes too.
Sweet potatoes have yellow meat, right?
That's right.
Is there any other name for that, them?
Well, we always said sweet potatoes. There is a yellow, and they're very productive. When I got sick, I had three bushels of potatoes in my garage, and I told the folks to just take them home with them. And this sister from Chattanooga, she took a whole bushel, but my niece said that some of them had grown, and they just had long vines on them, and of course they weren't good. And I'm hoping for another bushel to be brought in. I like to bake them. They're just delicious baked. And I bake a pan of those, put them in tin foil, put them in the refrigerator, and I thought they were even good cold.
Have you ever heard of yams?
Oh, yeah, now that is a potato. Yellow yams. I guess that's what that would be called.
Yeah. But people don't use that word much
anymore.
Is it an old-fashioned word?
Yes, it is.
This is something that is kind of hard to describe, but it's really common. You might grow it in a garden. It's green. I think it would, it's green and sort of long. And it's sort of bristly on the outside and kind of sticky and has seeds on the inside.
That's why. That would not be a cucumber, would it?
No, this grows up on a stalk or a bush or something.
Maybe okra.
Okay.
Yes, I've raised that an awful lot. It's good even fried or stewed, either one.
Did you make,
That would not be a cucumber.
Okay, if you took, say you took... took this, you know, you're going to fry some bacon, you know, and when you first start out, the bacon is like, you know, so big or something, and then you fry it and it gets smaller. You say it will what?
It bakes down, dries out. Now I fix my bacon in the oven with a lid on it, and I take the rind and it'll just fry out just as crisp and nice. I could use it. It would be good even to fry French fried potatoes or okra. But I would not always just give it away after my husband went away. That's the way I would do. And just gallons of it I would give away. It just bakes it all out, you see, and then you have that good crisp bacon.
Okay, I'm thinking of a word that means something will dry up and get smaller. Can you have a word for that?
Now that is a vegetable you're speaking.
No, I'm thinking of just a word meaning get smaller.
Uh-huh.
Something will dry up and...
Well, it shrinks, but now I really...
Okay, what about shrivel?
Well, it shrivels up, but that isn't a good tasting something when it shrivels up.
Well, if you wanted to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say that you had
shell
to.
Them.
Okay. What kind of beans might you grow?
Well, we have a bunch of beans and lima beans and stick beans. Now, my lima bean, and there is a bunch of lima and a runner, and I would put them on the fence between me and my neighbor, and you'd just be surprised here before last how many that you would get off of those vines just hanging thick. And I grow so many of them in my deep pool. And then the stick bean is another. I tried to make mine look pretty. I would put up posts and then put a piece across and a wire down here and one up here. And then I'd take twine strings and wrap come along and across. And I'd let those beans run on. And it's just marvelous how those little cut shorts, they would call them, would just hang down just so full. You'd be just be surprised. And everyone said, well, you're a good little what kind of beans did they call them? They just had never eaten anything quite as good as that.